This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns. Get their first win of the season. Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters.
And hopefully one day sponsored by Cody Zeller.
One of our unofficial sponsors. Broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Arrow Point Building on Arrowwood Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you ever dreamed of a career in this field in entertainment, 1-800-TV-RADIO, go CSB.com, sign up, take the tour, look at some photos. Shoot, if you want to get on the show, hit us up, we'll run your background and maybe we can
call,
put you on.
Call us first, all right? Call us first, yeah, let's 1-800-TV-RADIO. Run background check and see how it works out. And then, you know, but you can call the show at
919-943-2044. If I don't recognize your number, I'm not going to answer it. So leave a message and we'll put your voice on the
or 704-439-6606. iPhone now, it will go.
Yeah, I was texting you and I was like, hey, look at who upgraded to an iPhone.
Because you why? Because of the green?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How do you know that?
I was like, oh, he gets the message now. Yes.
Because when I texted you, it was like, it went blue and most of the people I text have iPhones and I didn't even think about it until you'd start texting me back right away.
Being blue.
And the little three things popped up, and I was like, yo, my man got an iPhone.
You know what? I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, blue. I always assumed you had an iPhone.
No.
I did, too, for a long time.
Well, for Valentine's Day, I went ahead and bought me and my wife new phones.
Oh, so the 7?
Me and her got 7 Plus, so we both got that.
Nice.
Because we were like, we got to get new phones. Android was running us crazy. I mean, because batteries were dying all the time and just different
things. You know, the Samsung phones blow up on your head, too. Yeah.
Anyway, you know I didn't introduce anybody yet. To my left, I know we're on Periscope right now, is Player One. Really? We're going player one right now?
It's
name player to be named later. All right, there you go. Used to be Matty Ice. We're not calling that anymore, you know, after last
Nobody
night.
Nobody wants to be affiliated with that city right now.
And, of course, around the table, we'll go around it. Of course, we got Too Legit.
What's going on?
Over in the corner. And then we got Mr. 315.
What's good? What's good?
Syracuse sucks. Anyway.
Damn. That's cold. Where did that come from?
Hey, wow. After that 103, that 191 loss that we took in overtime. Come on.
Oh, man. Syracuse sucks.
Wow.
We got a great show today. Of course, the first two segments, we talk about Super Bowl, Heroes of the Weekend. But first, this segment today, we're going to talk about NFL offseason. But first, we're going to let Mr. Too Legit has his questions of the week.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited about it. I feel like I got a pretty good question. I think actually it'll tie into what we're talking about in the later portion. So, my question of the week is, I'm going to give you teams. You're going to tell me. I'm going to go round table. You're going to tell me if they are more likely to miss or make the NFL playoffs.
Oh, before we do that,
okay.
Who's your favorites for the Super Bowl right now for next season? I meant to ask you guys that earlier. And then we can go around the table for it.
Okay. I'm going to go come back to me in a second. Give me 2 seconds to think about it.
I'm going to step out on a tad bit of a limb. And say,
are you going to say Jacksonville? Because I went Jacksonville this year. That didn't work out.
I'm going to say the Patriots get back there.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you're going
out on that
limb. Wow, man.
And
Panthers.
And no. I would love to see it, but I'm gonna think with my head here. I'm gonna say that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers get back to their winning ways.
It's not a bad choice. That doesn't sound like a too far of a step out of the box.
No.
I'm gonna go with the Dallas Cowboys.
Sounds good.
I hate saying that, but I'm gonna go to Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Kansas City.
I was gonna go Kansas City again,
but that burned me.
that might get made into a sweeper.
Yeah.
So I assume that you think the Ben's coming back.
Yes.
Okay.
That was just a shot to his team saying, "It's time to button up. It's time to play because I'm getting old."
I think it's gonna be a rematch of last night's game.
Really?
Atlanta.
You think Falcons get back?
Yeah.
Right.
Their offense is going to be intact. Their defense is going to have a year under their belt. Yeah. I don't see why they can't get back.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Still going to have Dan Quinn.
They don't mean they're going to win, but I think it could be a
also
this
the
game.
OC, Kyle Shanahan, took the job in San Francisco, and the quarterback's coach is actually leaving to be the Rams' OC. So they're losing two of the big OC.
They'll figure it out.
Who you got, Mr. 315?
Let me tell you something. This, I think this will happen.
Again?
No. Oh, not okay. A rematch. New England Patriots, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I love you. You're my favorite now.
Can you imagine?
Hey, I put Dallas in there.
Can you imagine the buildup? Can you imagine the buildup for that? Two of the most hated. I mean,
I think everybody in this room would pick Dallas.
Yeah, I would.
No, I would pick New England. Mm-hmm. I hate Dallas more than I hate New England.
Nope.
They're like equal.
And that would be the thing. No, it's like, Dallas, who do you hate more?
You know, hey, I would love it.
Dude, I've got no hate for the Cowboys.
I'm just saying the ratings would be through the roof.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Listen, two things. I love the picks you two guys made. I really did. But I think it will be the Patriots again. And I'm going to say I'm pulling for the Cowboys. But I'm going to say the Bucks, man.
If they
get a offseason running back, I think they could make – why not? Two straight NFC South teams. They're the most logical one to get back because I know it ain't going to be New Orleans next year.
New Orleans still.
I'm just saying. Jameis does the right things of a young quarterback. He wants, you know, to be on the right page. And the best receiver in the – second best receiver in the game is probably Mike Evans. Or he's right there with them. He's on that page.
They're going to have to get some defensive back.
He's on that top five page. What? What? Why are you shaking your head?
No, because I'm when we're done with the show, I'm going to yell at you off the air.
I say a top five, top ten.
Okay, remember like a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, you and I, before the show started, were arguing about who the best receiver was.
Because
I was saying, no, before, because I was saying about Dez Bryant, how you were like, he's one of the best.
Five.
And I said he's not even top five. I put Mike Evans at fifth, and you looked at me like I had genitals growing out of my face.
But first of all, I didn't.
And you just said he could have been second best in the league?
Off the season, he did have one of the best seasons.
All right. He had to get up and walk out.
I was just giving you a hard time at the time because I get you frustrated. That's what I do. But I could see the Bucks make it if they address the areas this offseason. It's a long road, but why not? But I'm going to Cowboys and Patriots because that would be the greatest Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah,
I mean, especially ratings.
AFC is pretty much, besides any freak injury to Tom Brady, the AFC is dominated by the Patriots. They're going to be there. The NFC is just wild.
No, it is. Anybody
from the NFC.
Yeah. You know, I would have loved to have seen Oakland stay healthy and give New England a run for their money.
Their defense wouldn't have been able to stop Brady.
You know what? That's another one. I'd love to see Oakland and Dallas. That would be another great traditional
matchup. The Raider fans that would turn out if they made it to the Super Bowl again.
If the conference champions are – the Packers and the Cowboys again, or not again, but if it's the Packers versus the Cowboys, and then on the other side, it's the Raiders and the Patriots, dude, you're locked in for ratings.
Those ratings are insane.
Killing it.
So we'll see. Anyway, I'm sorry to steal
your
spotlight.
No, you're fine, you're fine.
I want to see who everybody had.
All right, so this is the way it's going to go. I'm going to go around the table. I'm going to ask you. You are going to pick if this team is likely to miss or make the playoffs. If it's miss, I want you to tell me a player – something, a coach, something they need to do to get into the make category. Nothing long because there's a lot of us here. I'm going to keep track of who I think is right, and there will be a winner at the end of the
game. Oh, we get points?
It's always
there's a prize. There's a bobblehead up for a
quiz at the end of the
game. You get to break one of Rock's bobbleheads.
No, no.
we got the mallet in the corner over there.
I'm just pointing out here, I put all the ones that can't be broken anymore on this side because Bobby and you have already broke some.
I've broken some.
Bring in Gallagher with the big mallet.
I left you with LeBron because that's LeBron.
Like you break thanks, LeBron. That's
no, ain't nobody breaking LeBron. Or Kirk Cousins. Where's my Kirk Cousins?
Like, I can't break those the Stanley dudes. Cup. There's nothing I can do with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that Stanley Cup is a monster. All right, so here we go. I'm going to start out with the team that actually just lost the Super Bowl, the Atlanta Falcons. Are they more likely to make or miss the playoffs?
Make.
You want us to give a reason or just say make or miss?
Just if it's make, you don't got to say nothing. If you say miss, you got to give me a reason.
I'm going to say miss because I think losing the OCs is going to – losing Kyle Shanahan, losing the quarterback coach is going to hurt. And what's going to happen – I don't see them being that super – that defense is not that great. I need to see what they do in the draft too in the offseason because they need a young rusher on the other side of Vic Beasley. I think
like their safeties are solid. Like Jones and Neal are solid.
They get Trufant back, which is huge. Mm-hmm. But
they were playing well. They just don't 96 have plays.
I know, but it's so tough to go back to back in the NFC. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think they will. And the Panthers will be better. The Bucks will be better. Who knows what the Saints is going to do?
So. All right, so that point is going to Rock because I agree with him. I actually foresee Atlanta doing the same exact thing Carolina did and falling off the face of the earth next year. All right, next up, our Carolina Panthers. Make or miss?
Miss.
Why? Or tell me what they can do to get in.
Find an accurate passer of the football. No,
No, you're good. That was a good answer. I like
it. It's real, but if they are going to make it, more offensive line help, running back help. They have to protect.
315?
Oh, boy.
Make or miss, Carolina. I'm going to come back to you.
They barely make. They make, but barely.
Rock?
I'm going to say make because it's that up and down thing in Carolina. One year really good, not so good, then good again. So next year and Kuechly will be back.
I mean, they won three straight division titles, right. So that kind of means you had three good years.
No, that does, going 7-8-1 and making the playoffs is not good. That is not good. 7-8-1 is not good.
It's efficient.
It was a division title.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a home playoff game. It was a home playoff game and a home playoff win.
Because of the flawed system, they hosted a playoff game. 7-8-1 is not good. But anyway, your player point, one? What I was going to say is, no, they will miss.
As much as it pains me to say it, I'm going to say miss. And I'm going to say because of the carousel of coaches that has gone around and the ones that aren't there anymore, and I think just the competitiveness of the division. Atlanta's improved. I think Tampa's going to improve. It's going to be a tough division next year.
All right, so that moves me on to Tampa.
And with that, I'll say make. I'll just go ahead and defend my reasoning from before.
Miss. Their defense is still too inexperienced. They don't have enough explosive defensive players. Their offense is okay, I guess.
Yeah, they miss. I'm gonna piggyback off what Big Shot says. Their defense still has to mature. And I love my boy Jameis, of course, but that offense is just okay. And I already have the Falcons and the Panthers making it out of that division anyway.
And I think I was gonna just say the Bucks. I think win the division. They're winning it next year. Mm. And I think Panthers will make it walk.
They better protect Jameis Winston. I'm tired of seeing that young man take as many hits as he's taken over his first two seasons. They better get that corrected or he's not going to play long.
Houston. Hey, seriously, they could win again.
They could win again.
They could win again.
And I think they make because they win this crappy division. Because Blake Bortles ain't showing you nothing. It's a total rebuild in Indy. They'll make. Houston makes.
I'm going to say miss because Tennessee's going to be the team for me in the South.
I think they miss it too, and I think it's just because of the quarterback controversy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Their defense is good. Their defense can get them
there.
Get
J.J. Watt back next year.
With Jadeveon,
they still run the ball.
High playing Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, they could make it, but I'm gonna say miss.
Oswaldo can have a bounce back here.
Miss.
But yeah, I think y'all are missing the other team in the South. I mean, I'm just Indy. Tennessee. Okay, Indy, sure, but Tennessee and even maybe Jacksonville. We'll see.
Tennessee's wide receivers don't do nothing.
I'm not hoping anything in Jacksonville because they keep letting me down. But Tennessee, I think, is the team.
And Mariota's injury bug. He's got the injury bug.
All right. Hey, well, 315 didn't answer. But.
Oh, no, they missed. And I make it known on our Thursday show because of that quarterback.
Yeah, you want the money back.
Yeah, he should be in prison.
Refund Osweiler?
Osweiler should be locked up for
stealing money? For stealing
should give this season's checks back.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
So, no.
They miss. Minnesota Vikings.
They miss.
Really?
Sam Bradford.
You know they're like one of the betting favorites to make the Super Bowl next year, right?
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Who's for that?
What? Minnesota.
Why?
Because Sam Bradford played well. That defense is really good. And Adrian Peterson's going to be back.
Would you put money on Minnesota?
Not guaranteed.
To make the Super Bowl? No. To make the playoffs?
There's a good chance he does not come back is what I've heard. And there's a good chance he might end up in Dallas as the backup.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, you because if Romo goes to Houston – that's a totally different ball game.
That, yeah, I mean, we'll see when that happens.
Yeah.
But if he goes to Denver
or Jimmy Garoppolo, you know.
All right, so Minnesota, you say miss. You say miss.
I say miss because I don't think they have enough weapons.
Player one?
I'm going to say make.
I'm going to say miss because I want desperately my Bears to make the playoffs.
Well, oh, wow.
Well, I'm looking at the Lions, too, to be up there again.
And that brings me to my next one, the Detroit Lions.
I think they miss. Like,
so you have only Green Bay coming out of that division?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like, Matthew Stafford is inconsistent, man. He had a good year last year, but previous years he's missed playoffs.
Anybody else?
They miss. It pains me to say Green Bay will probably end up being the only team out. Yeah, they'll be the only team out of that division.
Yeah, I think one team comes out and Detroit's the second best team in the division this year.
I think they missed too, but not because of Jim Bob Cooter. I think that offense is
coach. Can he please get head coach?
President Jim Bob Cooter. I think that offense is going to be on a rail again, but that defense is just so far behind.
All right, last one. The Arizona Cardinals.
They miss.
They miss.
Palmer's old. Mm-hmm. They had their chance and they got blown out in Charlotte. They don't get back, man.
Their
wide receivers are old, too.
Yeah, they are. Their defense was banged up at the end of last year.
I mean, David Johnson is incredible, but he can only do so much.
It's tough. I'm going to say missed, but I think David Johnson is going to just carry this team next year.
I mean, he's probably going to have 2,500 yards from scrimmage next year.
I'll say missed because of the quarterback situation.
Took the words right out of my mouth. They got to address the QB situation. I don't think Palmer has it anymore.
And which is sad because, I mean, he had 26 touchdowns and 13 picks. It's not like he had a bad season.
Not a bad season, but it was
fun. You do realize that collectively we just picked the division winners and then put two teams from the NFC South into the wild card positions?
No, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. That's what I believe.
You got Carolina. I mean, some of us said no, but most of us said yes.
I think Carolina and Tampa will be the best two teams
and I think
in the South.
I think Carolina and Atlanta.
I think Washington is better next year.
Yeah.
I like what Philly's doing.
I was going to put the Redskins on there, but no offense. I think Dallas, and just in my opinion, that's why I didn't do it. I think Dallas will be so good next year that I don't think
I think Dallas wins that division, but I think they have – a wild card.
The Giants are going to take a step back. Philly's going to be better than you think once they add a receiver. Mm-hmm. And the Redskins, I think, are going to be worse. I mean, I just, you know, especially if Cousins don't come back. So we'll see.
And I didn't put anybody from the AFC North because, dude, who really knows? Because the Bengals could be better. The Ravens could be better. The Steelers are good.
Over under on Browns? 2 wins?
3 wins for the Browns next season.
I don't even know who's going to play quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. In his debut game, the winner of the two legit questions of the week, player one.
This is
hey.
Please step up, grab your mallet, and pick your bobblehead.
Player.
Here's your mallet right there. Go on, crush one.
player.
Thank you for playing along.
All right, that's great.
Two legits question.
All right, we need to rethink those questions.
What you won the inaugural. It's not my fault that you beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck.
Well, all you know what? We didn't get to play for 2 weeks because Big Shot didn't even show up for the show. That's so true, it was true. Just you and me.
Right. So I should have went on.
Sorry.
That.
That's sorry, right. Guys.
All right. A forfeit. Anybody got any more NFL news? Because we're going to move on to the NBA unless y'all got some more.
Nope.
Anything? Peace. See ya.
We'll talk about. We'll do an off-season show next week. Right. We'll do top three things. I know we said we don't do three things each team needs to do, but we'll save that for next week's show. And we'll talk about the draft because it's April 26th and 27th. Mm. Let's go into breakdown jams of the week.
Oh, gets with a sloppy pass. Carter inside. And the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down.
Welcome. Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
Alright, anybody got any dunks?
I got a couple. Who was it? It was Atlanta and Houston last week when Hardaway Jr. was going crazy on Houston in the fourth quarter. He gets the ball, top of the key, comes down the lane. Quint Capella is under the rim and finishes right on Quint Capella, a young up-and-coming athlete. And then Saturday night, Cleveland and New York, they come out of a timeout. They get the ball to Kevin Love at the top of the key.
Dang it, you stole mine.
That was yours? Yeah. Go ahead and finish it then because it was unbelievable for me.
Kevin Love, first of all, Kevin Love's white, and he's kind of fat. And
he's not the most athletic guy.
No, I didn't know he could jump that high.
Neither.
He just, yeah. I mean, he annihilated that. It was nasty.
It was nasty.
I don't remember,
man,
who it was on now, but
it was like number 18 for New York. One of their Euro players, one of their big 7 foot Euro players.
It wasn't Kristaps, was it?
Nah, it wasn't Porzingis. It wasn't Porzingis. Like, that dude is so tough to dunk on. But it was nasty. Like, Kevin Love came to the rim with aggression. I've never seen him go that hard to the rim. And Kevin, he threw
like,
it down.
Kevin Love looked like he was hanging out with Dwayne Wade from back in 03. He don't know what he did.
Everybody on the crowd bench was like, oh! Yeah. My God.
Even New York's bench was like.
Even the fans in New York. Yeah, trade for him, please.
Yeah. Let's trade.
Right now.
Y'all just switch jerseys.
Please. Hurry up.
Anybody else?
That's all I got.
That's, yeah, no. Nah. I don't have anything.
No,
right,
was it?
I thought this segment it was about
what
getting hit, so it kind of took it the wrong way. So
I said, I sent you the message.
Yeah, you said jams of the week. I don't know why. I just thought about like like getting jammed at the line.
Where do you have a hit of NFL?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, man.
Well, go ahead.
When Grady Jarrett suplexed that dude in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Deion Lewis.
Was it Deion Lewis?
And he didn't come back in the game.
I don't know if it was White
he
or Lewis.
He did not suplex him. He headlocked him to the ground.
And then just spun him.
Yeah.
Boom. Bam.
And did not get a penalty call.
It shouldn't have been a penalty call. This is tackle ball.
This ain't wrestling.
It ain't his fault that he's so much bigger than him.
Oh, my God.
He had to grab him somewhere. Right. You got to get him
down. I was hoping it was Tom Brady. I did love. You know what? If you hate Tom Brady, you love watching that game in the first half, though, because he was just – he was getting smacked
around. He took a shot at the end of the game where he was getting up gingerly. It took him a minute to get off the
turf.
Oh,
that last one?
Yeah. He was like, I need ice tub. Like 3 weeks of it.
Now, all these jams are on our Facebook page. The Greek Freak. The one-handed jam on Friday, that kid is just every week.
Just,
man.
Just nice to be 7 feet and athletic.
He's
one of
like
the most athletic guys ever.
He's the third best fantasy basketball. He's the third, fourth fantasy basketball player in.
He's
fantasy.
The only reason I'm even getting points because he can play. They got him listed at four different positions, so you can
those
put
are
him
the
anywhere.
Best ones.
They had him coming in the season with a point guard.
It's crazy. Point guard. Him and Jabari Parker, if they keep them together and get the right pieces, Milwaukee might be able to compete, man.
And my other one's Duke's Harry Giles dunk on Saturday versus Pitt.
Harry Giles had a dunk. Yeah. I barely saw him in the game.
You barely saw him.
Came in just enough to dunk.
Dunk, huh?
Get home.
He had a huge dunk on Saturday against them.
Nice.
Moving to standings in the NBA. First of all, Brad Stevens is coach of the All-Star team for the East.
That's a good move.
So that's huge.
Like that.
Now if you're looking for a replacement for Popovich for the Olympic team coming in the near future, like Brad Stevens, he's starting to make his name out there. So
I like the way you think.
Right? Let him start by coaching the All-Star team.
Moving to around the league, let's talk about the Charlotte Hornets real fast. They're 23-28, lost 7 games in a row.
Sad.
And tomorrow is the Nets, so you hopefully should break Wait, that.
Well, hopefully.
Then you got the Rockets on Thursday.
Jake, is that a TNT game? It's got to be a TNT game, a Thursday night game.
Probably.
It is TNT.
Or it'll be that third game. It's not on TNT.
The Hornets has only been on TV once in the last 5 years.
It was the Warriors.
Yeah.
And they got annihilated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but 23 and 28, hopefully Miles Plumlee will help.
We could trade for Melo. Maybe we'd give him Miles Plumlee for Melo.
Don't y'all want to do that, New York? We can give him this guy.
Yeah.
Straight trade. They have like the same deal, right?
Who? Patum?
Oh, yeah.
You can't trade Patum. You gave him that money.
For Melo?
Yeah.
All day, every day. I hate Melo, too.
Better have him then.
But I got Melo on my fantasy team, and I know if he plays for
he going to have 30 attempts a game.
He going to shoot all the time. He's like, MKG, I'm taking your shots. Yeah. Hey, Frank Kaminsky, I'm taking your minutes Cody Zeller, and your shots.
You don't even shoot, so I'm taking him.
He should be taking MKG shot. MKG ain't got no shot. I mean, he doesn't score unless he dunks.
Dylan Dude's going to be like, Kemba, I'm only going to take like five of yours. Yeah.
So, looking at the East right now, the Cavs are first. Boston, the Celtics, man, right there, hanging tough, two games back.
My MVP right now, man.
Isaiah Thomas? Hell, you got Isaiah over Harden?
It's Harden.
Best fourth quarter scorer in the game. My goodness. He carries that team, man.
Then you got the Wizards. The Raptors are fifth now, or fourth. The Hawks, Indiana, Chicago. Detroit is eighth.
That's right, baby.
And the Hornets and the Bucks are right there with them.
See, all the Hornets have to do is start winning some games. I don't know what's up with this 7-game losing streak. You knew once they didn't beat Sacramento and beat the Knicks, they weren't going to win those next three games out in the road at Golden State, at Portland, and at Utah. You knew they weren't going to win those games.
No. Looking out west, you got Golden State, of course, three games ahead of San Antonio. Houston's right there.
It's amazing what James Harden's doing with Houston.
It is.
Mike D'Antoni allows you to get numbers in his system. Look what Steve Nash did for those years he was down there.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, like, look at Russell Westbrook. His stats are off the charts, but they ain't winning.
They don't win. They don't shoot the three.
They're currently the seventh seed. I didn't even realize that. Who? I saw today. OKC.
Yeah. No, they have failed.
They don't have enough score, man.
Looking at it right now, to me the most impressive team this so far is Utah and Houston. I mean, Utah is 32-19.
I like Utah, man.
I want to see Utah versus Golden State in the playoffs.
I would love to see that man. Yeah. That size in a 7-game series. Can you deal with Gobert over a 7-game series? I know Utah will struggle to score, but
I'm gonna tell you,
Draymond Green's gonna kick Gobert.
The series I'd love to see is Utah and the Clippers in the first round, because right now that's who would play. If CP3's back and everybody,
City just need to fall to the eighth seed so we can have Golden State, OKC round one.
Yeah. That's what we should have had a few years ago.
We got Clippers, Memphis, Oklahoma City, and the Nuggets. The Nuggets are in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's
Denver scores the ball. They got so much young talent out there. They got Moutier, Jamal Murray, Will Barton's out there scoring. Wilson Chandler scores the ball for them. Gallinari still scoring the ball.
And they have Wilson
Jameer Chandler. Nelson.
Watch the Mavs take the eighth spot.
The Mavs are playing some great ball right
Yogi
now.
Yogi Ferrell
is unbelievable. The game has changed, man. Small, quick guards that can shoot the ball can play in that league.
I'm going to give y'all some names. Tell me if they're going to be traded or not. Carmelo.
No.
Yes or no? I just got a thing saying LeBron is pushing for a trade to come through, even if it means to trade Kevin Love to get Carmelo.
I think that's a terrible move by the Cavs.
I think that's just a fabricated story.
Why not? You ain't beaten going safe
because
with Kevin
of the
Love.
Well, size of Kevin Love and the rebounding ability.
It kills the whole playmaker thing.
Yeah.
No. Yes and no. I mean, because if you get Carmelo, you have another person you have to double team.
Melo can score. Like Melo would be. He would be like the third optional Cleveland, right. And that's the guy you could just get a ball, get out of his way, and he can get a shot up.
The problem with the three of them, if they all him, Kyrie, and LeBron together, they all have to have the ball in their hands.
You can't have three ISO players.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You can have two. LeBron will pass.
That's why Kevin Love and people like Chris Bosh are the best third compliment, because they're cool with just standing there spotting up.
It took Kevin Love a couple seasons, but. Now he's finding his way.
God, if Kevin Love goes to New York, he's going back to 2020 a game.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll be a monster. Him and Porzingis together.
But you do that now, man. You blow up all the chemistry that the Cavs have. A team that won the championship with this roster.
If they trade Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony, I will rescind my Cavs win the championship pick.
Okay.
Well, you would have to.
I would. I know. It would.
Melo ain't gonna give you enough defense and offensive rebounding when playoffs. You need it most.
Not in the playoffs. Nope.
Not on a Thursday at the Y. He's not giving you defense.
And boy, let me tell you, there's some players at the Y at the down. I will say, I will stand up for the guys at the Y.
I know, man. I played there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's some guys that can.
All right. Who else we got?
Paul Millsap.
Yes.
Where?
Who needs a
piece? I really like to see him go to Oklahoma City.
Tell me
City.
A place you'd like to see him
Oklahoma
go.
Oklahoma City?
I would like to see him go to Portland. Like, Portland needs a big that can score. Their bigs are awful. Absolutely awful. Yeah. You have to start Mason Plumlee.
Why couldn't we have Mason Plumlee? I'd rather have him than Miles.
Oh, yeah, I'd much rather have Mason Plumlee.
Because they don't want to give up Mason, but they need a big that can get buckets. Like, if Paul Millsap was to go out there and join them and they could keep Mason Plumlee, maybe send Evan Turner or somebody.
I like your answer better than my answer.
Well, why couldn't we trade it, you know, Hebert and Haas for
because Rich Cho is our general manager. That's why.
Let's trade them for Vonleh and Mason Plumlee. Let's get Vonleh.
Get Vonleh
back. Yeah, why not?
Get him back here.
Hey, we've been doing business with Portland the past couple seasons. Why not?
So, Paul Millsap. Anywhere else? Just Portland?
I said Oklahoma City.
But Oklahoma City, Portland.
Yeah. Like, that's where I want to see Carmelo Anthony go. Like, Oklahoma City needs someone that can get 20 shots a game. Because they struggle to score.
Could you imagine, though, if they do get the eighth seed and Melo and Russell Westbrook go up against Golden State?
That would be so much fun.
Oh, man. Because
Melo can do what Durant does. Like, Durant, we know, is a better player. But Melo can get buckets. That's what Oklahoma City needs.
Yeah, there's no way Melo goes to OKC.
No, Lala ain't letting him go nowhere.
Not there. Jimmy Butler.
No.
No.
Nowhere?
No.
Come on to Charlotte. Jimmy Butler to Charlotte.
Come on, man.
Why not?
Yeah.
He don't. It's not cool in Chicago.
You know what? At this point, I think Jimmy Butler would come to Charlotte for no day. Like, he'd just be like, I'll come play the rest of this contract.
With
I don't care.
The Jordan brand.
Okay.
It makes sense for him.
He hates Chicago right now. He hates it there.
I know.
With passion.
Dwayne Wade.
No.
Already expressed his interest after he's opting out this year.
Yes, I mean, nobody trades for the rest of that contract he signed on for this year.
He stays put.
Stays Chicago, his hometown.
He stays put.
All right. DeMarcus Cousins. Stays. There's been rumors that he's going to be traded to Phoenix.
I saw that.
Go to one crappy organization.
probably to a worse one.
I don't know about that
because let me say
Sarver
something.
Sarver is if horrible.
If you go down to Phoenix, you with Devin Booker, if you don't trade him,
if you
that
could
be
Devin
really
Booker.
Good. And Bledsoe, if you keep those two.
If I'm Sacramento, I'm asking for Devin Booker first.
Right.
I'm like, who you want Boogie Cousins? You got to give me Devin Booker.
Trade him Alex Lynn.
Every single year. He ain't getting traded.
All right.
He ain't going to get traded.
Rudy Gay.
Nobody's going to trade for him because he's injured for the season.
All right. Brooke Lopez.
Probably. I feel like a Lopez brother gets moved every year.
Anywhere he could go, I would say Charlotte. He's been rumored to come here before.
Toronto.
Toronto?
Yeah, Toronto. They need a scoring big, too. There's a couple teams that got good guards.
Valanciunas.
He's not a consistent scoring big, man. They need a big who can score.
Nerlens Noel.
I think he stays as Embiid's backup, Embiid's insurance policy right now. They don't play Embiid every game.
By the way, if you guys want to speak up, tell me. you know, I'm just moving on if you stand silent.
No, I just don't think anybody wants to do business with the 76ers.
If they ain't offering up Embiid, I don't know if anybody wants to talk. Jahlil Okafor.
Well, and Noel, Noel could help a lot of teams.
He could.
I would like to see Noel. I don't know what the heck they'd give up for
him. Why not the Thunder?
But I would like to see Noel at Golden State.
Well, I'd like to see him with the Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I like that.
State.
You
have another big that can't score.
He could develop with Steven Adams.
Noel can play defense though. He can play a little defense. That's what Golden State needs. They need some.
State. Yeah.
Yeah. They need a rim protector of some sort. Right now it's Kevin Durant who's doing a pretty good job. Actually.
They got James McAdoo.
They got JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee is revitalizing his career right now. Yeah.
He's giving him some good minutes.
When he doesn't
right
have
now
to touch the ball, he exactly actually looks like a decent NBA player.
Yeah, he's giving him good minutes. I give him that. They're going to need him. They're going to need him.
What about Jahlil Okafor?
Definitely. It's already out there.
Yeah, he's going to be gone. I think New Orleans is going to do it. I think so.
Really?
Yeah, right. I think that's going to happen.
I think New Orleans would be crazy because look at the rest of their lineup. They got D-League players.
Yeah, they need it. Any Nuggets player, any. Because most of them are on the market.
Okay. Moody, yeah. Moody,
I think Moody. Wilson Chandler's going to get moved. And I heard about Moody the other day. I said, yeah, damn.
He's young. He's good.
Yeah.
I would like to see Wilson Chandler end up in Washington to go with Wall and Beal. Someone else that can stretch the floor that's a little bit longer and help rebound.
I'd actually like to see Wilson Chandler on the Clippers because they still need that three that can defend and score.
Like, the Clippers need a lot, man.
Yeah.
They need a lot.
They just need Chris Paul to get healthy.
But a three helps them out a lot. Yeah. They've never addressed that.
Like, Melo would be the more likely choice to go to L.A. because it's L.A.
And his wife is is Hollywood.
Yeah,
so.
Melo goes anywhere, I think it would be Clippers. And the last one, Goran Dragic.
No.
Point guard, Miami.
He's not moving.
They want to move him.
I mean,
they
with
desperately want to move him.
And now the way Deion Waiters is playing.
Syracuse.
Yep.
Let me think who could use him. Indiana could use him because Jeff Teague ain't the answer, right?
He's been all right as of late. Okay. Not like we
what
would
about
expect
the Mavs for Dragic?
Yeah. He,
well, I mean, they just did the Farrell, though. They just did
they just signed Yogi Farrell. They might be good.
And he's playing well, too, man.
Dragic, Gorgon.
You know, I can't say it now either.
Honestly, I would take him straight up for my boy Reggie Jackson.
I was going to say Detroit.
I would take him straight up for Reggie Jackson right now.
Why not New York?
The Knicks?
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to unload, not get anybody.
No, yeah. I mean, you could trade, you know, if you get rid of Rose and, you know, because that's not going to work. But Gorin in New York with Porzingis and some of the other European players.
You're getting a good European young team. I mean, it's a good thought process.
Or if you Philadelphia and you feel like, hey, let's get a guard in here to play with Embiid. See,
Phil Jackson's kind of an idiot, so whatever.
All right. Does anybody get any other names they want? I mean, I got all the names I could get that really it would be open at this trade market.
Kevin Love, is he going to get traded?
I don't think so.
They've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Let's go into dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, dummy of the week.
Ha ha.
Anybody got any?
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah. Yo, Grayson Allen.
Man, come on.
Leave Grayson alone,
Seriously. Stop tripping.
Seriously, stop tripping people, bro.
Nobody said nothing about Russell Westbrook trying to trip Iman Shumpert the other weekend.
Habitually trip people.
Right. He doesn't do it every week.
I mean, what's he going for? An ACC record? He's like, I'm tripping every team in the ACC.
He doesn't purposely mean to trip people. No. Like, people's feet are in the way.
Stop it.
That's like saying Draymond Green doesn't try to hit people in the genitals.
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
It's a muscle spasm thing.
Oh, whatever. I tell you what. Then the next time he comes around the corner, I want to see a player, a muscle spasm, knock him in his face and knock him on the ground.
Why we got to bring all the violence to
Because
Grayson
he's
Allen.
The one doing the violence. It's got to stop, all right? And suspending him one game was a joke.
I want to know what tripping someone benefits him at all.
It's funny. See the guy fall down. Like back in school when you run up behind somebody and trip them, get a good laugh out of it.
You were that asshole that walked up people behind walking and kicked somebody's heels together.
No, I was the one that always had the new shoes that got stepped on. Damn. I didn't trip.
We didn't all have it like that. I wore Shaqs.
Anybody else? You got any more? Is that it?
I had Dan Quinn, but I've already addressed that situation.
You already talked about
it. Yeah, I'm not going to relive Atlanta.
Y'all got any?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
And I love him to death, but the comments he made, I think it was today, saying he was Hall of Fame worthy. Michael Vick. I love you, Michael, but nah, no, sir.
The Vick experience, he changed the game.
The impact Vick made those couple of seasons in Atlanta, I absolutely agree. But and a win in Green Bay, the first win to ever win in Green Bay on the road in the playoffs. But, yeah, I don't know about that.
He's like 21,000 yards. Yeah. Past, I mean, like his career.
Yeah, then he spent 2 years in federal prison.
Yeah. And his best season was 57% completion percentage. Yeah. His best season.
Yeah, he did rush for 1,000 yards once.
Yeah, he had 1,000 yards.
I don't want QB and rushing in the same sense with my quarterback.
But he's different.
Yeah,
he was one of the most fun to ever watch.
He's the best. He's the best Madden cheat code ever. He's the human cheat code.
I was getting ready to say, if we're going with Madden players, he's probably the best Madden player.
Actually,
ever.
When he announced his retirement, Madden Ultimate Team released a brand new Michael Vick, 98 overall, with 95 overall speed.
Man, he get a step on there, you.
There was no one. The only way I could ever stop him in the game was by having Julius Peppers play a spy. The whole game. That's the only way I could ever stop him.
Yeah.
Because Peppers had like a 90 speed. That was the only reason. Whew. So anyway. All right. Anybody else? Any dummies?
No.
No, I ain't going to rehash the Atlanta thing. Right. They've been bashed too much.
All right. I will. let's go one more time for the Atlanta Falcons. For losing a 25-point lead, let me give my shout-outs to Brandon and all these other guys in Atlanta. Hey, y'all my friends, but. Whew, y'all are the Falcons. That's all I'm
y'all
say.
My friends.
Y'all my
y'all
friends.
Y'all suck.
Yeah. the people that did not vote for T.O. to make the Hall of Fame, bingo. Y'all suck, dude. And then Brady's jersey stolen.
Dude. Jersey gate.
Jersey
gate. They got the Texas Rangers out looking for this thing.
I think Goodell told an NFL official to go steal it so they could put it in the Hall of Fame because they knew he would never give it to them. I'm telling you. Telling me that doesn't sound like a real story. Thank
That's
you.
Funny. That's funny.
Damn, Brady.
Jersey gate.
All right. Anybody else got anything? No?
No, sir.
All right. We got one more quick segment we're going to do. Thank you for listening to BSS Carolina's Rule of Three, everything else. Thank you from Mr. 315, Big Shot.
Too legit.
Too legit. And the player to be named later.
Player one.
No, player to be named later. Man, we'll go with that. It sounds a little bit better. Because we ain't named him yet. We got to name him later.
Why are you dropping a seat down? I almost bust my chin on the microphone.
Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening. Stick around for the next segment. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side
piece. Catch us everywhere.